This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Okay, good morning, everybody. This is From the Fringes. Vox Populi, Vox Deo, the voice of the people is the voice of God. And I was called an elder statesman. A person was dealing with victims of abuse, and then they started to abuse me as a father with the son. I don't really appreciate that, but I'm noticing everywhere, like, people are using kung fu down at the food places now. They're attacking one another instead of becoming sovereigns and freedom fighters and knowing who their rights in Christ and knowing who they really are. Okay, we've also got Black Rebel Glasses breaking the herd. Parents objecting to the digital world where they teach sex to young kids and stuff like that, although they're going for games and this sort of thing. But parents are starting to wise up, and Black Rebel Glasses, I'm going to have Yellow Rebel Glasses for my Rainbow Ribbons program. So that's pretty important.
I could just imagine, oh, by the way, I'm back, guys. Hello.
Yeah.
I could just imagine somebody being like, stay away from the rebels. They bear the yellow.
Are you in defiance there, Jack? It was black shades. It doesn't matter. Oh, okay.
Yeah, because you're standing for what is true and right, and the system, the herd's not going along with, yeah, they're a bunch of zombies or whatever. And they're going along with a false narrative within the system.
Yeah, I've joined them too. Black shade rebels.
London Real, David Icke, Jones, InfoWars, they have got an independent digital platform going. The World Health Organization, PharmAc, International Monetary Fund. Their biggest fear of the system and the globalists is people waking up to the cult. Has it become a cult? Worshipping the dollar and worshipping elitists and this sort of thing.
Definitely.
You had something there on genetics, didn't you?
Yeah, I've been digging around genetics, the destruction of humanity at the genetic level. So we have nice Mr. Doctor rolls up and grabs your baby, takes it down to the New Zealand lab so they can study the baby's blood to find out cures for humanity, which is a big fat lie from hell.
What?
Yes, it is. Yes, they want to destroy you through the DNA. I have all the facts and figures here.
Sir, I object.
I object,
and I have no argument to counteract it. So
now, Catholic Church, Catholics.
See, you got sucked in so easy.
Sorry.
Invited to suggest cathedral name, Bishop Michael Geelan. He's my nephew. Here he is. And my cathedral has a ceiling of blue. My cathedral neath the sky, where I may lift my eyes to the hills and hear music from a stream rippling by. So we all have a beautiful cathedral, which is Papatūānuku nature, and, you know, a sky of blue and the birds singing and this
that
sort of thing.
It just hurts me how beautiful is what you just said.
Yeah.
We all have a natural cathedral spawned from Papatūānuku.
Yeah. We
it's
all
gorgeous.
Are priests, headship believers, counterpart bride. And, of course, mentioning Papatūānuku, this is the symbol of Matariki, Papatūānuku, darkness to the light. Rangi Matariki, starlight. And I've got the Pau Pau Wai Oma Rod of Transformation here, a caring, nurturing, guiding, mentoring model. St. Columba is the patron saint of Scotland, the dove and the sacred isle. So I've got the dove here. Cool, cool, cool.
I thought, no offence to the good Lord. No offence to the good Lord. I thought it was a chicken.
You thought it was a chicken?
A white chicken.
Yeah.
Chicken in the ball up.
So the Bear Chief cult and the golden doves, they were around 4,000 years ago. But this is a symbol of coming out of great darkness with the midwinter Christmas, because the shortest day is coming up. You've got equinoctial winds, And advocacy training, DOFOL, Dove Stars, parental care and support. So it does tie in with the Pleiades, Matariki, and Benjamin Shepherd King Priests, with the patroness who is Mary Magdalene, place of doves is Magdala. Okay, now John Manoa is claiming the land back and he's opposed to maritime admiralty law, the law of the sea, tricking us into contracts. So it looks like Ngāpuhi is not going to be contracting with the government anymore. They're going to be standing up for their rights. Yeah. Claim the land piracy, back.
Yeah.
And they basically need to do that because over here it states debt produced by corporates, tax cuts are funded by reduced spending on government services or debt paid by future generations. So this debt, this invisible debt, is created and paid for by our children and their children's children.
Correct.
So it is vital that every dollar of tax relief is distributed justly to those most in need. Isn't that a no-brainer?
Common sense is there.
Rather than offering a preferential option for the poor and vulnerable, as stipulated in Catholic social teaching, this budget prioritises those least in need.
Yeah.
So the budget is looking after the rich. Come on, give us some feedback. How's it doing that?
It's a narrative that's fed.
It's a hard one.
Well, I mean, the services are being cut back, you know, and married health is not being paid for.
Anything that is environmental, which is the way of the future, is just gone out the window.
Yeah.
Things are being done for a governmental agenda that is wrong.
Yeah.
The smart city, bring it, keep going.
There's a whole list. I can't think of every single thing on the list.
This is what I mean. People are not aware. They're asleep. They're like sleepwalking zombies. They're not aware of the fact that the right-wingers have taken over. National and the Three Stooges have become fascist racist or racist fascists. This is what's going on. And people need to wake up and smell the roses, don't they?
Mm.
Be aware of the darkness that's coming down. In a separate submission, Pax Christi Aotearoa New Zealand, in presenting this bill to Parliament, the Crown has not consulted with Maori. There has been no evidence of dialogue or hui that have sought Maori input as full and equal partners under the treaty. Maori wards have helped to bridge communication gaps and create trust across communities where previously there were gaps. Whole communities have benefited from the improved, strengthened relationships between Maori and councils.
As a Maori woman, wahine, that aggravates me.
Why is that?
And I'm not entitled. And it aggravates me because we are very important to the makeup of this country.
Yeah.
And I believe we should keep an alliance with the Brits.
I don't believe it's we're very important to the makeup of this country. It's the attack on sovereignty. I hear you, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, you've got the, a lot of the organisations, they support a partnership, privilege, and participation, which is what the treaty really talks about. Okay, the Salvation Army believes in that. But now with David Seymour coming along and wanting to challenge the treaty, they're basically saying we don't need Maori wards either. You know what I mean? And so if the Maori are not honoured in this country, what's going to happen to the lower class? Can you tell me, Jeff?
Well, I'm looking at the future, Jack, and a new global government will see the dissolution of the likes of our New Zealand government. It will simply be dissolved.
Yeah, well, that's terrible because there's no democracy. I mean, you're going to have more suicide.
You're going to have global governance, Jack. and it will be replaced. It's not as if it's going to leave the beehive. The beehive itself may be deemed empty.
But what about democracies and freedoms and honouring us who we are instead of a bunch of robots?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's where we're heading.
We've got to have a slave-based system. Without a slave-based system, it falls over.
You sound like you're in favour of being a slave.
What's going on there, bro?
Oh, I see a need to police the people, because without police, we've got anarchy.
Yeah, but that's an interesting point, because of the Race Association, they wanted to do away with incorporated societies. But with an incorporated society, you can represent a group of people rather than going it alone and just, you know, becoming a voice of nothing, no reason or anything like that. And not only that, but in America, every state and every area has its own incorporated society, which means they have their own police force,
and
they have their own protection.
That's what the whole world needs, Jack. That's forward to what the world needs is a regionalization of this world and get rid of its war machine.
The war machine as such.
That's got to go.
But if you get rid of people's rights and you get rid of sovereignty, you get rid of humanity, all you have is just a giant computer that does not compute, and you got censorship going off on online. You got no freedom to speak your ideas.
I see.
We're all going to be shut down.
Totally. Too soon, bro. You better watch your mouth,
eh? I see a need for roads for Africa.
These are our own opinions, Simon. You're allowed to have two points of view, because this is what people are thinking. They'll be thinking the opposite to
it. You got Maori in you, Simon.
Scottish, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, you have to pull out the blooming, what is it, the Excalibur.
Now, new council-controlled organisation to manage water. 20 mayors want Maori wards. And Caritas, this was an interesting article that I heard. Tax cuts are funded by reduced spending on government services or debt paid by future generations, so it is vital that every dollar of tax relief is distributed justly to those most in need, rather than offering a preferential option for the poor and vulnerable. As stipulated in Catholic social teaching, this budget prioritises those least in need. So it's just about supporting the rich, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Pause.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to talk a little about council can't afford any more rates increases. Show us the money, says Paula Southgard. Major water services, new council-controlled organisations to manage water. So will a corporation take full control of the water?
Didn't the government just do that with that Three Waters thing?
Yeah, they wanted to do that and have about seven entities at the top and took
full
control.
It fell over, so they didn't really know how to take over.
Yeah.
I see a need for the Waikato to have 20 more dams on it, Jack. For the future. Same as like the Rakaia hasn't been dammed. I'm looking at seven lakes for the Rakaia, but that the fish can still spawn.
So what's happening to the water being there for people throughout the world at the moment? There's a water shortage, isn't there?
I think Russia's leading in hydro dams at the moment, as far as its technology goes.
I saw the ad campaigns from National Geographic saying that New Zealand is going to run out of water at some point. What do you guys think?
Well, that's a lot of water.
Well, as long as it keeps raining, we'll be okay. But we do need to store it. We need to set up massive storage systems. The Waikato itself needs to be redeveloped, back up the Hauraki.
They're saying with the deforestation that's going on, okay, there's more flood water. Aren't they? And that contaminates water.
That's why the water runs off. The forest used to contain 2/3 water.
So we need to
plant
a lot more trees. That's one solution.
Hmm.
But there'll be a money grab for the water supplies of the world, won't there, by the rich?
Oh, I think there's like whole human rights movements who have predicted the water wars, isn't there?
Yeah. Okay, now there's a feature film coming out next week, and I intend to go there as a senior over to Chartwell. I get in for $12 and they're having morning tea there. and it's called The Last Stand, and it's about Arakau and two young people's perspective when the British came in. So that's going to be an interesting film. And this is, to me, the kindest and gentlest way we can help New Zealand face up to our past. We're actually saying, here's our history and feel our pain, because we've got a lot of it and still feel it today. Why haven't we got a New Zealand Day? New Zealand Day is in October when we acknowledge our sovereignty, isn't it, and the wars that have happened in this country.
Matariki, I suppose, for the indigenous persons of Aotearoa.
Yeah. Have we really fronted up to our past? I mean, we look at wars in Ukraine and this sort of thing, but we had our own Maori land wars here, didn't we?
Yes, come on, we Simon. Yes, we did. Simon's falling asleep at his chair.
I'm not falling asleep. I'm very well awake, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Wake up, Matua, come on.
Come in with some ideas on this.
Yes, we did.
Have we faced our past and our history? Yeah.
Well, I don't think so. Not with all of David Seymour's changing of principal treaties and prodding and David Seymour.
Okay, I'm going to fess up right here. I'm trying very hard to find the police concept here, how they are good people that are here to help society with everything I've been through. I mean, seriously, you know, I had a child ripped out of yarns from the police. It doesn't go down too well with me.
And incidentally, I met a guy from the Anglican Church, and this blew me away, a Maori fella. He used to know my Karakia'd friend, Alan Shortland. And unfortunately, his name, I'll give him another name, was Michael, and his son, Philip, actually took his life and blew his brains out with a 303. Very sad. I took the father by the hand. I said, I'm so sorry. I commit his spirit to Christ. And I talked to him about that. But because he felt rejected because he wasn't accepted as a chalice bearer. And this probably happened about 15 years ago. But it seems to me the suicide toll is going through the roof, and they're not really telling us the real statistics, and we need to hold coroners
and like you were saying accountable. Before, when you're with Steve and you're doing something in Auckland and you're bringing forth the truth, what's really going on, and you get your text straight away.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Right, a New Zealand First Party, because Tracy Martin wasn't taking care of the kids, she was trafficking in children. It seems as though these politicians, they just serve the global elite and they serve the UN, and they don't walk a mile in our shoes. They're not here for our families, they're not here for our own people. And that's a real shame. So
it's hard for them in the system to speak out about their own system, Jack, because they end up destitute.
Yeah. So anyway, this week has been quite interesting for me. On the Thursday, I went to a meeting affirming the voice of God, and that was at 4:01. That was wonderful. And then I was trying to train up Kaitiaki freedom fighters on Friday. That was interesting. And
how'd you go?
Some of them are acknowledging the fact that we do need to train up as corporals, captains, lieutenants, and, you know, constitutional marshals.
Most definitely.
And then on Sunday, I actually went down to the Hamilton Market and I started speaking out the Rainbow Ribbons Buddy Support Trauma Recovery Program. And I was saying to people, what colour do you identify with? And some were with the blue listener, some were with the purple insightful seer. Some said they wanted to be buddy supporters, others uplifters, grief facilitators. But the trauma recovery person, and this is my turquoise colour, see, I'll just brush
my
hair.
A really good brush. I have one of those.
This is trauma recovery. Hey, Judge Golden, did you want to borrow that? Trauma recovery.
Do you know, that's for when your hair is wet. I hope you know that. Don't use it when it's dry.
I must admit, there's a lot more help out there for men, and at some of the groups I was going through, Whanau Putahi had about 20 men there on Saturday, and they were talking about challenges they were facing with the system. But a lot of seniors are facing a lot of challenges, particularly baby boomers. What era are you from, Jeff? Are you a baby boomer?
64.
Okay, boomer.
And they were saying that bringing people up in this digital controlled world, they were saying a lot of elderly people are suffering from health problems, and they sort of don't work in with the digital world. And apparently over in Ham East are bringing a digital bus in on Tuesday, so that's going to be interesting, because I'm going to be learning how to pay my own debts online. And
do you know that my generation were the guinea pigs for the digital age?
Yeah.
And they didn't know what any of this technology would do to us.
And yeah. In this modern age, Jack, you do your radio show without the internet.
Yeah.
And now I think it's entirely prevalent what it does to us by the creation of things like the Kardashians.
Yeah.
The Kardashians, so the weird makeup, I don't know.
We need our own independent digital platform. London Real, David Icke, Jones, InfoWars. Well, he sort of got fined a few million, didn't he, for something. World Health Organization, that was all going on with COVID. And the biggest fear of the system is people waking up to the cult. Do you think many people are waking up now, realizing that the vaccines could have been a hoax?
Do you think... yeah, definitely. That's an ongoing rabbit hole, and it goes very deep if you want to go there. But
to me, COVID is just so far away
at the moment.
ASMR.
Yeah, but they reckon 500 so people away. Have got it. And now they've sent a flu injection reminder to me.
Oh, yes, I think I got one too.
Yeah, I don't want to take it because I don't want to feed back into all
can
that.
Can we just let it?
No, you can't. It's a Trojan
horse.
Pardon
the pun.
The Trojan horse is sitting and it's going to...
Pardon the pun, but can we just let it die?
It won't. Yep. It's COVID a Trojan die. Horse sitting there
now,
waiting for it
there's
to...
There's a social
it's
media...
It's going to implode, man, I'm telling you.
A social media crackdown on children up until the age of 16 over in... Australia, so any child won't be able to access the games online. I'm sending Peter to after school care on Thursday.
Ooh.
But we're being told we need to invest in our children, use authority, which means, you know, talk to God about it. Talk to God about Peter, because I'm training him how to depend more on Christ.
Hallelujah.
And his personal emotional state, that's very important. The battle for AI domination, the bots, ChatGPT being rebranded, Apple Intelligence. Yeah, so all that is happening with us.
Just, the parents just need to tell their children they're being watched on that TikTok. There's a little Chinese guy there looking at them, everything
what
they do.
What about your daughter, Simon? Does she access stuff online? And
yeah, well, it's just... part of the way the kids are brought up these days, the AI, but I just keep imparting to her the stuff I know so she doesn't go, well, I mean, you can't avoid it. It's there, you know.
And you have to be the perfect example as a father, a real father.
Yeah.
And that can be difficult at times when fathers are attacked and abused.
Mm-hmm.
And the love bond between me and her, bro, you never part it.
Speaking more on the digital age and our children.
Yep.
My son is addicted to none other than the Teletubbies.
Teletubbies.
Ah, Teletubbies.
That, they are going to end the world.
What are their
all
names?
Four of them. Tinky Jenny? Winky.
Tinky Winky.
Yeah, delightful looking at
them. Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol. Hey, no, thank you.
Does it Dipsy mean you're a bit la-la or something? No.
Poe.
Yeah.
He's the cutest.
So we're celebrating Matariki in a couple of weeks' time. This is the symbol of love. Matariki, I think it's a feminine symbol. Papatua Nuku, darkness to the light. Rangi Matariki, starlight. Linked with whānau aura, advocacy training. So it is linked with advocacy training. Connecting with the star system Pleiades and the priestesses of the doves. There are women. That's something that identify with the feminine side, although you need the masculine side to go
definitely
with it.
Not
can
a
you
chicken.
Have a masculine dove? I suppose you could have.
Definitely not a chicken.
Well, Kerry Bevan, unfortunately, he hurt himself, was talking about being a hawk, you know. Yeah, that's karu, isn't it? Karu? Kahu. Kahu the hawk.
Kahu?
Yep. And Maori.
I thought that was just my cousin's name.
So you have to be able to defend yourself, more like a dove being lovable and this sort of thing. But Celtic Christianity, Saints Columbo of the Doves, patron saint of Scotland, the great mother divine feminine mystic marriage, solarization of the Black Madonna. Solarizes the deeper tones, you know, symbolizing the Benjamin Shepherd King Priests and Mary Magdalene. But it's interesting with Matariki, you've got the Pahutukawa connecting us with lost loved ones during the year. Do you commit your lost loved ones, Jeff, to Pahutukawa, the star?
No, of Irish ancestry, Jack.
What about you, Simon, your lost loved ones?
My lost loved ones. I'd be gone. I'm just on with the battle.
Then you got Hiwa e te rangi, wishing star, dream, create, achieve, dream, create, achieve, aspire. Do we use the wishing star? No, no. When you wish upon a star,
when you wish upon a star,
he's my sheriff's star.
Constitutional marshal.
Yeah, I wish for justice that is not coming. So.
Now, if you think that dove is a bit too soft, the Bear Chief cult, which was running with Babylon and the Golden Doves, he maketh Arcturus, Orion, and the Pleiades. Now, apparently, the Hebrew word for bear, and that's part of the Bear Chief cult, is dove. So you had the Bear Chief cult and the Golden Doves. So
wow.
There's something more solid, you know, which is the Babylonian symbol. So you had a chariot, you had the king on the back, you had the charioteer who was supposed to be the warrior driving, and he would have had the spears going past and throwing it at the enemy.
Fun thought to the fact, isn't the language of Hebrew just so beautiful?
It is.
Yeah, it's so soothing. And a Hebrew thing here.
Yes, you are, Hamashiach.
Elohim.
Our DNA is spelled YHWH. Yahweh is actually written on our DNA.
Yeah.
So it's pretty intimate.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just want to know, has everyone got their black rebel glasses on, breaking the herd? And, of course, I'm going to have my yellow rebel glasses.
Oh, beware of the yellow. Everybody run.
Oh, yes.
Everybody run.
And, Jeff, you had something to promote there. Chinese Communist Party is lying people about what?
People are dying.
Body parts.
Jack, the CCP days are numbered.
Yeah.
May more people awaken to the truth. Downplayed major incidents, including recent flooding, and leaves millions homeless, anti-people, anti-God, anti-life, and anti-liberty. And I'd like to point out that if you're anti-Israel, it doesn't mean that you're anti-Semitic.
No, because you can become spiritual Israel. There's two sides to that. Some people think that when they attacked those 500, that was an inside job. And we're allowed to have opinions. And I think someone... last week they mentioned in a negative comment, didn't they, about my beautiful coloured shirt.
Honest to goodness.
I'm honest about what I talk about and my topics and this sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, I mean, people can say what they want, but so can you.
Yeah. You're allowed to have an opinion, aren't you?
Yes. And it wasn't a bannable opinion this time, Jack. So
right. Yeah. Now, debt is produced by corporations. Tax cuts are ruined by reduced spending on government services, on debt paid for by future generations. That's terrible. This is a debt that sometimes that's created out of nothing, you know, money made out of nothing so the money grubbers can become richer. Yep, and also opposes bill concerning Maori wards. National and the Three Scrooges have become fascist racists.
And next week, perhaps we'll bring up this water wars and we'll have a bit of a chat about the future wars of mankind.
I put this song together, Down with the Black and White Rabbit Fence. Indigenous rights come to their defence. Freedom, justice, equality for all. Common man unite. Heed the call by cultural liaison officers, universal diplomat ambassadors, civil defence operators, peacekeeping activists, freedom fighters. Wow.
Well, we
talk about pretty radical stuff here on this from the fringes.
Oh, we do.
Today's Bible verse, Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. And we need to be weeping, interceding, and we need to become common law sovereigns, freedom fighters, Yeshua HaMashiach. Yeah, but king priests bringing in the reign of Christ. Okay, so bye bye for another week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.